sometimes see throughout the day, you know, a film of the Abhishek of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Then I thought, why see it sometimes throughout the day? We could also see it in relationship to this text or the section of the Bhagavatam where we are at present. The present time, we hear a conversation of the Lord and Hiranyaksha. We will notice that at the end of the conversation, the Lord will come and fight with Hiranyaksha and as a result dispatch him to a very auspicious destination. However, but later, yet another brother of Hiranyaksha will fight with the Lord and also will be liberated. Their form who will liberate him then is Lord Nrisimhadeva. So today we will hear a little bit about Lord Nrisimhadeva. You have heard the relationship. And I will speak in German, but I hope it's all right. Wenn du in Rom bist, mach es wie die Römer heißt. Ich möchte eigentlich Schweizerdeutsch sprechen, aber meine Schwester Kater ist langsam auf. Ich kann es nicht richtig lernen. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
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 Namaste Jase Jase.
Namaste Jase Jase.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Rajanaka. Rajadamstra. Ramashayam. Randaya Randaya. Tamo Grasa. Grasa Om Swaha. Avayam Avayam. Atmani Bhuyashta. Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jase Jase. Avir Avir Bhava. Vajanakka. Vajadangsa. Ramashayan. Randaya Randaya. Samograsa. Grasa Om Svaha. Avayam Avayam. Atmani Bhuyashta. Om Shrom. Übersetzung. Ich erweise Shri Nrisimhadev, der Quelle aller Macht, meine achtungsvollen Ehrbietungen. O mein Herr, der die Nägel und Zähne besitzt, die wie Blitze sind, der beseitige unsere dämonischen Wünsche nach fruchtbringenden Handeln mit der machtvollen Welt. Bitte erscheine in unserem Herzen und vertreibe unsere Unwissenheit, damit wir durch deine Gnade im Kampf ums Dasein in der machtvollen Welt furchtlos werden können. Erläuterung. Im Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39 spricht Sanat Kumara die folgenden Worte zu Maharaj Prithu. Yat parapam kajapalasa vilasa bhaktya kamashayam grahitam utkratayanti shanta tatvo narektamatayo yatayo pirudha shrota ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Gott geweihte, die sich immer dem Dienst der Zehen der Lotusfüße des Herrn widmen, können von den fest verknoteten Wünschen nach fruchtbringenden Handlungen sehr leicht befreit werden. Weil dies sehr schwierig ist, vermögen die Nicht-Gottgeweihten, die Jnanis und die Yogis, die Wellen der Sinnbefriedigung nicht aufzuhalten, obwohl sie es versuchen. Deshalb empfehle ich dir, dich im hingebungsvollen Dienst Krishnas, des Sohnes Vasudeva, zu betätigen. Ein sehr, sehr schöner Vers. Da heißt es, dass die Wünsche nach Sinnbefriedigung in dieser Welt, wie ständig die Wellen kommen, es hört nie auf. Schau dir mal einen Fluss an und deine Wellen kommen immer wieder, gehen weiter, weiter, immer weiter. So geben diese materiellen Wünsche uns niemals Ruhe im Herzen. Wenn wir einen erfüllt haben, kommt schon gleich der nächste. Stellt euch jetzt aber einmal vor, ein Fluss wird von einem Ozean bei der Flut des Ozeans überschwemmt. Ein Fluss kommt hier an. Plötzlich kommt eine Gegenflut, die Flut des Ozeans, und treibt den Fluss aufwärts. Diese Flut bringt eine so starke Wassermasse mit sich, dass tatsächlich die Wellen zum Stillstand kommen. So ist auch der ekstatische, hingebungsvolle Dienst von Krishna, wo man nicht gelangweilt ist, sondern völlig absorbiert ist in den Rasa des Krishna-Bewusstseins, den Bhakti-Rasa. So ein starker Ozean, Bhakti-Rasamrita-Sindhu heißt es, dass die Wellen des kleinen, erbärmlichen Flüsschens nach Sinnbefriedigung durchaus zum Stillstand kommen. Das ist das Beispiel, was hier gegeben wird in dem Schloka. Jedes Lebewesen in der materiellen Welt, da seid ihr jetzt auch mit gemeint, also insofern ist es durchaus interessant, jedes Lebewesen, was über uns gesagt wird, was in der materiellen Welt existiert, hat ein starkes Verlangen, Materie zu seiner vollsten Zufriedenheit zu genießen. Zu diesem Zweck muss die bedingte Seele einen Körper nach dem anderen annehmen. Und so haben seine tief verwurzelten Wünsche nach materiellem Sinngenuss kein Ende. Man kann den Kreislauf von Geburt und Tod nicht aufhalten, wenn man nicht völlig wunschlos ist. Herzlich willkommen. Man kann den Kreislauf von Geburt und Tod nicht aufhalten, wenn man nicht völlig wunschlos ist. Deshalb definiert Srila Rupa Goswami reine Bhakti oder hingebungsvollen Dienst wie folgt: Anya bilashita shunyam janakama janavritam anukulyena krishnanu silanam bhaktiruttama. Transzendentale, liebevoller Dienst zum höchsten Herrn Krishna sollte in einer wohlgesinnten Haltung ausgeführt werden und ohne Verlangen nach materiellem Profit oder Gewinn durch fruchtbringende Handlung oder philosophische Spekulation. Dies bezeichnet man als rein hingebungsvollen Dienst. Solange man von allen materiellen Wünschen, die ihre Ursache in der undurchdringlichen Dunkelheit der Unwissenheit haben, nicht völlig frei ist, kann man sich nicht vollkommen im hingebungsvollen Dienst des Herrn betätigen. Und deshalb sollten wir stets Srimi Shringadev unsere Gebete darbringen, der Hiranyakashipu die Personifikation der materiellen Begierde tötete. Hiranya bedeutet Gold und Kashipu bedeutet ein weiches Kissen oder Bett. Materialistische Menschen wollen immer, dass sich ihr Körper wohltut, also wohlfühlt. Und um dies zu erreichen, benötigen sie Unmengen von Gold. Hiranyakashipu war daher der perfekte Repräsentant des materialistischen Lebens. Er bereitete deshalb dem großen, dem größten Gott geweihten Prahlad Maharaj viele Unannehmlichkeiten, bis er schließlich von Srimi Shringadev getötet wurde. Jeder Gottgeweihte, der danach strebt, von materiellen Wünschen frei zu werden, sollte Srimi Shringadev voller Achtung Gebete darbringen, genauso wie es Prahlad Maharaj im vorliegenden Vers getan hat. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaktadyade Sitarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada gab einmal eine Vorlesung über die Notwendigkeit, frei zu werden von materiellen Wünschen. Das Prabhupada sprach, dank der Kopf der Devotees immer mehr auf die Brust. Und ihr müsst ganz frei werden von materiellen Wünschen. Und ihr dürft keine materiellen Wünsche mehr haben. Wer materielle Wünsche im Herzen hat, wird niemals vollkommene Bhakti zu Krishna erinnern. Und immer mehr ging der Kopf der Devotees runter. Warum wohl? Weil sie materielle Wünsche im Herzen hatten. Und dann am Ende der Vorlesung sagte Prabhupada, und wenn ihr nicht 100% frei seid, von schlechten Angewohnheiten besteht keine Chance, zu Krishna zurückzukommen. Und dann war der Kopf ganz rund. Ist eine Chance für uns. Und Prabhupada ging dann runter. Er stand auf, um die Vorlesung zu beenden. Und sagte, es reicht schon, wenn ihr 90% frei seid von Unsinn. Dann überlegte er nochmal, die Vorlesung war eigentlich schon beendet. Bhakti Charu Maharaj hat mir das erzählt. 80% reichen auch schon aus, sagte Prabhupada. Und ging Prabhupada weiter runter und verlor auf dem Weg sein Chatter. Also, und Prabhupada hatte so ein Chatter wie Pankajangri Prabhu, so einen leichten Chatter an. Und er verlor den. Ging also nochmal nach hinten und holte den Chatter auf und ging zum Mikrofon und sagte nochmal, 75% reicht auch, aber nicht weniger. Ich glaube, die Frage, die sich die Devotees heute stellen in der heutigen Zeit ist, wie kann ich frei werden von materiellen Wünschen? Viele, die Roadies in unserer Bewegung, die schon lange Zeit dabei sind, haben gesagt, es ist nicht möglich und haben sich wieder zurückgezogen von der intensiven Bemühung um Krishna-Bewusstsein und sich in einer Situation hingebegeben, wo sie ein bisschen Kompromisse mit der materiellen Energie eingegangen sind. Wie steht es bei euch? Wie denkt ihr dazu? Mir ist aufgefallen im Krishna-Bewusstsein, ich habe schon viele Vorlesungen seit langer Zeit, dass meine Zuhörerschaft meistens jung ist. Das liegt daran, dass die Alten irgendwann sagen, naja, wir müssen uns jetzt um andere Dinge kümmern. Und die Jungen sind natürlich immer enthusiastisch, aber die werden auch mal alt werden. Und vielleicht auch so denken. Wie gehen wir mit diesem statistischen Phänomen um? Eine gute Lösung wird hier in diesem Text gegeben. Es ist tatsächlich nicht möglich für ein Lebewesen ohne Hilfe, ich möchte das Wort ohne Hilfe nochmal wiederholen, ohne Hilfe frei zu werden von diesen fest verwurzelten materiellen Wünschen, die aus der Unwissenheit hervorkommen, dass sich die ewige Seele mit dem physischen Körper identifiziert und dem dazugehörigen Sinnesapparat. Doch es ist möglich, Hilfe, machtvolle Hilfe anzuflehen. Und wenn diese Hilfe dann da ist, geht es schnell und geht es einfach. Die machtvollste Hilfe, um materielle Wünsche aus dem Herzen zu bekommen, ist der Kontakt mit Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev ki?
Jai.
Lord Nrisimhadev ki?
Jai.
Lord Nrisimhadev ki?
Jai.
Danke. Diese Prabhupada sagt, jeder Gottgeweihte, der danach strebt, von materiellen Wünschen frei zu werden, sollte Sri Nrisimhadev voller Achtung Gebete darbringen, genau wie es Prahlad Maharaj im vorliegenden Vers getan hat. In diesem Vers bittet der Devotee den Herrn, der die Quelle aller Macht ist, in seinem Herzen zu erscheinen. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami erklärt uns, was geschieht, wenn der Herr erscheint. Er vergleicht Krishna, er sagt, die Dunkelheit der Unwissenheit geht weg. Nun, diese Dunkelheit der Unwissenheit ist ja die Ursache und der Brutplatz von materiellen Wünschen. Wenn Lord Nrisimhadev also im Herzen erscheint, wird diese Unwissenheit und damit der Ursprung der materiellen Wünsche weggehen. Ich glaube, alle von uns kennen dieses Gefühl im Krishna-Bewusstsein, was auftritt, wenn man plötzlich sich ein bisschen Krishna-bewusster fühlt. Es ist wie eine Dusche. Jenatma, oder wie sagt Lord Chaitanya, Anandam Buddhivadanam, ein Eintauchen in einen Ozean von Freude. Kennt ihr dieses Gefühl, was man hat, wenn man ermattet ist und dann in einen Ozean eintaucht? Man wird sofort sehr belebt. Manche sagen auch, man kommt auch belebte Jucht daraus, wenn es kalt ist. Nicht? Also ich muss immer hochschreien, wenn ich jetzt Wasser reinfalle oder reinspringe, nicht? Weil es ist auch belebend. Die Stimme wird belebt, die Nerven werden belebt und so weiter und so fort. Und das passiert, wenn man im Krishna-Bewusstsein tatsächlich Einlass findet. Man wird sofort belebt, die Sinne werden belebt, der Geist wird belebt und man sieht Dinge völlig anders. Man kommt wirklich aus der Dunkelheit der Unwissenheit hervor. So, das liegt daran, dass Krishna einfach wie die Sonne ist und die Dunkelheit der Unwissenheit eben wie die Abwesenheit der Sonne, nämlich einfach Dunkelheit. Und deswegen die Krishna-Sonne irgendwie in seinen Geist hineinbekommt. Prabhupada sagt, somehow or other, irgendwie, und wenn nicht irgendwie, dann eben anders, dann wird diese Quelle der materiellen Wünsche beseitigt. Aber du kannst Unwissenheit nicht ohne die Sonne beseitigen. Du kannst mit anderen Worten materielle Wünsche nicht ohne die Hilfe Krishnas beseitigen. Ich möchte euch gerne meine Lieblingsgeschichte erzählen. Hoffentlich habt ihr sie noch nicht alle gehört. Von der Familie Patel. Die Familie Patel in Indien stellte fest, dass jeden Abend ein ungebetener Gast in ihr Haus hineinkam und das Licht stahl, nämlich die Dunkelheit. Sie stellten das einfach statistisch fest, das passierte jeden Abend. Plötzlich war sie da. Und sie dachten sich, Familie Patel, so geht das nicht weiter. Wir werden das nicht tolerieren, wir sind doch ein Familienclan. Und rüsteten sich mit Stöckern aus, stellten sich vor die Tür hin und vor die Fenster, um also zu versuchen, das Eindringen der Dunkelheit aufzuhalten. Also da mein Stock, aber sie standen da. Family Patel was trying to get the darkness out. Aber in dieser Nacht, wo sie so militant antraten gegen die Dunkelheit, schlich sich die Dunkelheit doch wieder unbemerkt ins Haus hinein. Das ließen sie sich jetzt nicht gefallen. Sie schlugen auf die Dunkelheit ein und irgendwann so gegen 12 Uhr oder 11 Uhr war es, glaube ich, schon, schrie einer zurück, sie hat zurückgehauen, die Dunkelheit. Krach, aua, die Tonkrüge wurden umgeschlagen. Und dann am Morgen, ich glaube, es war 5.35 Uhr morgens, schrien sie voller Begeisterung aus. Sie hatten die Dunkelheit in die Flucht geschlagen. Sie ging langsam weg. Der ganze Tag wurde damit zugebracht, im Dorf eine große Umzug zu feiern. Einer der Patels, der besonders hart getroffen war, wurde vorgezeigt. Er hatte unerbittlich gegen die Dunkelheit gekämpft und die Dunkelheit hatte zurückgeschlagen. Es wurde sehr gesehen und sie ließen sich preisen und feiern und verbrachten den Abend mit allerlei Kurzweil, als sie plötzlich merkten, die Dunkelheit war zurückgekehrt. Sie waren nicht weggegangen. Und das war natürlich, das war heavy für sie und das falsche Ego. Ja, ich glaube, ich möchte die Geschichte hier beenden. Sie macht klar, dass die Dunkelheit geht nicht durch unsere eigene Kraft weg. Wir brauchen die Sonne dazu. Genauso ist es mit den materiellen Wünschen. Wir brauchen Krishna, der in unserem Herzen erscheint. Sonst werden wir diese nicht überwinden können. Wenn wir nicht im Krishna-Bewusstsein verankert sind, an anderen Bodhivadanam, geht das nicht. Das ist der Punkt. Und nun hier bittet bittet Prahlad Maharaj Lord Nrisimhadev, weil er so schöne Nägel hat und Zähne. Also er ist sehr machtvoll und ist der Beschützer seiner Devotees, im Herzen zu erscheinen, um einfach dort aufzugehen, wie die Sonne, die Nrisimhadev-Sonne, und dort alle materiellen Wünsche auf diese Weise zu beseitigen. Er bittet Krishna um Hilfe. Nun, so wie ihr anfangt, Lord Nrisimhadev um Hilfe zu bitten in eurem spirituellen Leben, wird euer spiritueller Fortschritt anfangen, im Galopp zu rennen. Hare Bol. Rogerio schaut mich an, ob das so stimmt. Das musst du selber ausprobieren, Rogerio. Das ist etwas, was nur durch das eigene Experiment festgestellt werden kann. Nun, wir wollen jetzt, weil wir Pankajangri Prabhu haben, den Pujari von Lord Nrisimhadev, wir wollen jetzt eine Abhishek von Lord Nrisimhadev sehen. Pankajangri Prabhu, Would you like to explain the Abhishek a little bit, just tell our devotees what you do, or will it be self-evident that they will know because they know Abhishek? Should we just see the video, or what you... Maybe we do like this, we see the video and then you comment a few words afterwards, because you are his pujari.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen, so you also need to see it. Yeah. This video is come from Guru Dakshin Prabhu. Please come, Guru Dakshin Prabhu, and show it. Wie bitte? Nee, er hat so eine spezielle Sache, höre ich. Das ist so moderne. You don't need a video. You have it. Alles ist da. Everything is here. So lass uns das einfach sehen. Lord Nrisimhadevs Abhishek. Wir wollen einfach, dass Lord Nrisimhadev in unser Herz reingeht. Das ist die Idee. Wir machen jetzt das Experiment. Und wir, ich weiß nicht, ob man noch das ein bisschen verdunkeln muss oder so. Vielleicht hier so. Den Vorhang ein bisschen. Mhm. Certainly.
What Hare Krishna Prabhu, this is for your enjoyment and for your protection. Taking shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev is very necessary in Kali Yuga. As we take shelter of the holy name, we have direct evidence that the world is in a difficult situation, and we must take as much shelter of the holy name as we can. And none different is Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Nrisimhadev is with us. He should really, I suppose, be installed in every temple. And he is within every temple. And we should realize that and take his protection. So for the entertainment of the Lordship Sri Sri Gaudiya Jagannath Sabhadra and Balaram and all the assembled devotees, we are going to witness the festival in Sridhar Mayapur for 1999, the last year birthday festival, Nrisimha Chaturthasi. And it starts with some very elaborate celebrations this year, which are not normally seen. And you can see from the video basically what is happening. I think this video machine needs to be tuned to the that channel, please. Just get that image. So actually we will watch the beginning stages of the offerings to Lord Nrisimhadev on the altar. We will see the Harinam Yajna, which was performed for him. We will see the Fire Yajna. The class, some excerpts of the class with Jayapataka Maharaj, which is very funny actually, it's very humorous. That's it, yeah. We will see, this is Bhaktivedya Purna Swami, and he is leading the assembled devotees in performance of the Yajna. And this is the beginning stage of the offering of 1,000 names of Lord Nrisimhadev. And then we will see the Yajna, and it's all self-explanatory. Mind you, don't find too much fault in the video. It is the what we call the wild vision. It is the original footage that has been shot, and sometimes I will fast forward. Don't mind. We'll also see some of the beautiful pictures of the children have done an offering to Lord Nrisimhadev, and then in the end we will see the Abhishek. which is very unique. And if your hairs don't stand on end, I'll have not done my service. I think so. Yeah. You can tell me more. A lot I watched. It was very early in the morning. Yeah. Before this. Yeah. No. Yeah. So, Papa Jerry Prabhu can speak some more about these different things. Perhaps actually introduction. You can talk about the charging of the entrance. What is that involved? There are many things I've got to admit that I will watch, that you will watch, which you won't understand, but just see.
One month before, so we had the yantras on the Singha temple, there is two copper plates. You hear? Mm-hmm. There's two copper plates with the diagram form of the Lord. One is Shudarshan, one is Nrisingadev. So there's before that time, people can chant extra rounds. After they've chanted their minimum of rounds, then they chant extra rounds for a certain period of time and mentally offer it to Nrisingadev, all these rounds for protection. This is the protection of the Mayapur, Chandadoya Mandir and campers. And then they'll come up and offer those mantras, offer how many mantras they've offered. And with water they're into their hand, and then they'll pour it into a pot, and then that pot we bathe the yantras in the morning. That's with the fire jigger, that one. It's in front of it, yeah. Afterwards you can get some chandan from the Shingadev from this day. This is Mahanidhi Swami giving class. Mahanidhi Maharaj.
This is after the Abhishek. You see, before he says Chandan. So for Chandan Yatra, so this is after the Abhishek. We also have some oil from the Abhishek.
Then,
This is all Hare Krishna Mahamantra writing in the design. This is the Jaldan with dripping water on the Shringadev for 1 month, also on the Shaligram and also on the Tulsi for 1 month in very hot time. Keeps them cool. This is the installed pots of water that the people have offered with their mantras. Sandalwood for the body of the Lord. Lord Ganga, Radha Madhava is Chandan, small Radha Madhava. Big Krishna we only give for 7 days, sandalwood. About 20 kilos. Indu like it. Holding some pan, tambulam. Sue Devi. Sometimes he's with Tulsi and the water dripping on Tulsi also. And the Devi Ki Jai. Swami. they're chanting the Shringa mantras. Yeah. Well, it's a fixed number. If you want to chant 10,000, then you get 10 Brahmins and they chant 1,000 each. That's 10,000. So if you want a big homa, you can chant 1,000,000 mantras. That is. There's the different devotees are offering different things in the fire. This is in the morning. That's a very special thick sweet rice with, if they put raisins in it, it's very opulent. A lot of ghee, a lot of milk, and the raisins explode. It's like napalm. I did it one year. Yoga goes on for at least 2 hours at least.
Everybody's getting out of it very easily here. Let's see the video. Quite a long program.
Very few things.
And it's very hot that day.
Yeah, super hot.
They're all sitting around the fire for hours.
And the wood was smoky. It wasn't so first class dry. After this finishes at midday, 1 o'clock, then we close the doors and we go in and take all the sandalwood off of Lord Nrsingadev, which we have a little we can distribute afterwards. And then then he's very dry, his body is very dry because he's been covered with sandalwood. Then we pour oil all over him. So Japitaka Maharaj likes to distribute the oil when he travels around. So we bathe him with about 40 kilos, liters of oil, which we also have, so you can have sample also. And this is the place where we was offering your mantras. When you offer the mantras to Nrsingadev, then we used to come in front of this picture, and you see some, how many are offered their writing there, I think it was about 40 lakhs of names were offered to recharge the yantras. That was for the protection of ISKCON and Mayapur. Now we're ready. Taking the sandalwood off. See, it's got oil. We just start. It's a Hedvig Jaya Jananas. Jaipataka Maharaj offering the auspicious lamps made with his sesame seeds. Sesame. The Abhishek goes on for about 2 hours. The Pramaj. Adavata Prabhu. This is a fruit pulp, probably mango juice or something. These are the original lines in the Shingadev. Very hot inside, like an oven. No, there's no windows, you see, and so many bodies inside, and already it's very hot. It's in May, and here this is a flower and kumkum. This gets all the ghee and things which are stuck. It soaks up the ghee and other substances, and then we brush it off with the brushes are made with the cow's tails. This is for cleaning the, so the substances don't get stuck between the intricate parts of the body. This comes after you've offered the Panchamrita, Panchagavyas, and any substances. Then they give Nanda Rupa. Father Singh Bhagwan Ki. We already told all the stories, I think, of the Shingadev. But there's one I didn't tell. It was actually a dream I had. It was the first year that we had the Shingadev, and it was the first day of Akshaya Tritiya, when that water, dripping of the water festival starts. Anyway, I dreamed the president called me down. He said, "Pungajangri, bring some diesel oil. We're going to sacrifice Lord Narsingadev." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, bring some diesel. We're going to sacrifice." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Just bring the diesel oil, will you?" I said, "I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, I don't want anything to do with this. I just bought the diesel. I'm going. I don't want anything to do with it." But when I came back later and I looked in the temple and it was completely devastated. Nothing there, just there was Narsingadev's feet and a little bit of his ankles was stuck. That's all. And then I woke up shocked. Man, what a horrible nightmare. And I asked Jananimus, what does it mean? What have I done? Is it something very bad? And he said, "No, yesterday was the first day of the Joldan, the dripping the water." He said, "And you didn't do it. It was the first day, knew we had that Shalikan there, we should do the one on Ranamana." He said, "What he's telling you is he's burning up because he's not getting his water drip to cool him down, so you better start today immediately." There's a lot of stories. I think I told them all. You told them all, right? Huh? One, Arara Mataji, she was very sick one day. And she was leaning on the pillar column outside of Narsingadev's temple, and she was praying to Narsingadev, "Prabhu, I'm so sick. My body's so much pain, I can't do your service," because she cooks the sweets for Narsingadev. "So you ask, praying to Narsingadev, please help me that I can continue my service." And she, as she was asking like that, and immediately all the, she said everything, all the pain just, you could feel it coming up out of her body and going right then and there she was cured. And while she was telling me that story, another Mataji came who, and she told me she had another problem in the morning, that her body was contaminated for about 2 weeks now, but she had to paint some deities. So she asked me, can I go in the deity room? Someone sent her an air ticket to go to paint the deities. And she said, what can I do in my condition? And I told her. So then she came for darshan. I said, Mataji, go ask Nrisingadev. Now he's given instant benedictions. So she went and prayed to Nrisingadev, and in the morning she said, thank you very much. When I got home, I found that problem had gone. A couple of people have actually seen Lord Nrisingadev in their rooms. First one was the one pujari, Bengali boy, and he said he was always very scared in the deity room. He was always very frightened because actually nobody wanted to be the pujari when he first came. We were all frightened of him, but anyway, he was especially scared, very nervous. One day when he left the temple after locking up for the night, then as he was leaving the deity room, then he heard a sound inside. And he startled, he looked round, but he couldn't see anything. Everything was in order. So anyway, when he was sleeping that night, and then at the end of the night, then his bed was shaking on a bunk. He lived on the top, sleeping on the top bunk. And he thought, the other pujari is going to Mangalarti, getting up to take a shower. He said, but someone was climbing up the bunk, and he looked up and he saw Nrisingadev was sitting on his bunk bed. And he was petrified, you know. He was trying to do something, get up, and then he said, Nrisingadev put his hands on my shoulders like that. He said, it felt like the weight of the universe was on me. And he said, I was panicking, and so Nrisingadev said, be peaceful. He said, I just come to tell you that you have no need to fear in the deity room. And when you wake me up, the Mangalarti, don't put that big light spotlight in my face. He was running up and down. He was living in the long building, sleeping in the long building, very long building that time. He was running up and down the veranda like a madman. And everyone thought he was haunted by a ghost because he couldn't speak. He was just jabbering. Then finally he ran into the temple and paid his obeisances. And if any forgiveness he may have permitted. Then he was a little pacified. So then he was going back and he noticed everyone was looking at him, you know, the temple cleaners and some people coming to Mangalarti. And everyone looking at me, he looked down and realized he wasn't wearing his dhoti. Nagababa, he's walking around in his coffin. But I saw him last year. He came to Mayapur last year and he said, I've still got two little marks. He said that before they were quite prominent, now they've almost gone. He said, but there's still two little marks on my shoulders. Another one was one sannyasi from the Gopinath Gaudiya, Puri Maharaj's Gaudiya Math. And he wasn't a sannyasi then. But he said he came to offer some puja for Nrisingadev. And he said, actually, I saw your deity in my room, that was Nrisinga Chandradasi. It was some years ago, because they also worship Nrisingadev in that temple. I was staying up all night, I wasn't sleeping, staying up all night chanting. Then at the end of the night, he said, your deity, this deity, he said, appeared in my room. I'm smiling. He said, I told my guru, he said, you're very fortunate. Don't tell anyone. He said, you can go and offer some worship. Another time when Mataji asked for some, she told us a dream that she had with Nrisingadev. She said it was a long dream, but she, as usual, like the dreams, you don't remember most of it. But she can remember walking along with him, he was like her father. And she asked him, how can we serve you? And he said, you can offer me some mangoes. So she come and asked if we can get some mangoes. We told him, maybe, it wasn't mango season, it was Gopurnima. But as it is Gopurnima time, they may bring some mango from another place, another state. Anyway, she went there and got some mangoes. But a week later, she came back. She said, I actually only told you half the dream. She said, no, Lord Nisringa, he said, because my Guru Maharaj told me not to tell anyone. And she said, Guru Maharaj, Nisringadev told me that he spoke to me, that my pujari is very dear to me, I think I'll take him back with me. She said, don't do it. No, no, don't do that. We want him to hear. He said, no, I think I'll take him. He said, no, please, please, please. We want him to stay here. Then he said, okay, I'll take one of the gurus. Then, so she said, I told my guru, he said, don't say anything about that. But then that was like a few days before, after Gokarvinda Maharaj left his body in Mayapur. She said, now this has happened, I come to tell you. And I was telling someone else also, devotee from America, about that. And he said that's amazing, because my wife also dreamt of Nisringadev last night. She also worships Nisringadev. She has a picture in her house in America. But yesterday she was going outside of the complex in Mayapur, and she saw some mango pickles, and she thought she'd buy them for Nisringadev. Then she reasoned that maybe there's something forbidden inside, maybe onions or something. So she didn't buy them. Anyway, he said, last night, Nisringadev appeared in her dream, and he asked her, where are my mango pickles? So next day she went and bought them. One boy, he ran away from his home, and he's in Bihar, and he ran away to Bombay, and he was working in a tea shop right opposite Ras Bihari Temple. Anyway, eventually he went to the temple and he wanted to join. They said, you better go to Mayapur because you're Bengali. So his mother and father were in great anxiety. They were traveling all over the country trying to trace him. Then one day his relatives came or some neighbors came, and they thought they recognized him. So they told his mother and father that we think the little boy, yeah, I think it was my uncle. He said, looked like him. He said, but he had a shaved head. He said, but it just walked. We walked just like him. I think it may have been him. So immediately they came to Mayapur. They were going around asking everyone, all the offices, departments. Whole day they were there, and they couldn't find him. And the evening after Aarti, then during the Nisringa Aarti, she was praying to Nisringadev that all these devotees are so ecstatic here. They're jumping up and down. And she'd also been to Mayapur before. She said, also, last time I came, I was very happy. She said, but now my heart is broken because I can't find my son. How can I be happy? She said, but if you can return my son to me, then I'll also raise my hands and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right at that time, then her son walked in front of her and stopped. Exactly that time. Then her mother and father became staunch devotees and fired up preachers, and they preaching like anything in there. Remember, Mom? I told you, you heard twice. The story about the eyes, you know about. There's another devotee. I was looking for someone to serve the Charanamrita to the Matajis. We have two pots, one for Matajis, one for Prabhu. And I saw one Matajis I knew, the only one I knew, because it was called Purnimatan. And she was praying to Nisringadev, so I called her over. And she came over, and I asked, can you take this service, and give to the Matajis? And she said, you know, I was praying to Nisringadev, please engage me in some direct service to you, please engage me. Somehow or other, I want some direct service. Right at that time, I'm calling. So he's there, he's our Ishtadeva in ISKCON for protection. Prabhupada introduces Nisringadev prayers after every aarti that we chant for his. Bhaktisiddhanta also installed Nisringadev in for protection in the Jokpit birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can worship Nisringadev and ask him to remove the obstacles in our devotional service. For us, is what Ganesh is for the Hindus, and he is also for us. He can remove those obstacles. He removes fear. He removes the fear of giving up material sense enjoyment. and can help us overcome this great fear that we have, which is said to be the greatest fear of letting go of our anchors in the material world, which fallible soldiers that we're so dependent on. There's a great fear of letting that go, otherwise it would be very easy to become a pure devotee if we had no attraction to the material world. But because that attraction is so great, because we do experience some pleasures here, then we're actually frightened to let it go completely. So he can also remove that fear, especially we ask him to protect the Bhakti Lata Beach in the heart. And Lord Nrisingadeva is actually very favorable to devotees of Radha and Krishna. Especially likes devotees of Radha and Krishna. And they're helpful that we can remove those impediments. So I have some of that sandalwood which was on Nrisingadeva, and some oil also, so we can distribute. I don't have here, I can get maybe after prasad. We can distribute for the Vajmaha. Jai Nrisingh Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
Gopar ki. Jai.